Let's talk about the extraterrestrial question for a moment here, just because it's in the news right now, and it's pretty clear there's some kind of a government psyop, some kind of distraction being played out because they're getting everybody ready for more disclosure. But yeah, we're all convinced that's just going to be a distraction. But if there were an advanced extraterrestrial civilization that was doing something with Earth, what would be the likely goals or motivations of that civilization? And one clue we have is to sort of look at ourselves and how we treat the land, typically, that's occupied by more ancient civilizations right here on Earth, or occupied by indigenous populations. So, for example, you go into the rainforest of Ecuador, let's say, and what is the Western mindset of what we should do with that, you know, the heritage and the culture and all the amazing natural medicine, by the way, that grows in the rainforest. And, you know, it's a treasure. Well, anyway, the Western mind, which is rooted in materialism and dominance, doesn't find value in any of that, not the genetic abundance, the nutritional abundance, the medicinal abundance, the cultural and ethnic abundance, none of that. Instead, what the West wants to do is clear-cut the forests and rape and pillage the oil out of the land. Take the oil, take the resources, you know, screw everything else. So that's the Western mindset, and that's what happens often in the history of our world when there's a very large gap between the technological advancement of two different civilizations. One is a more indigenous, you know, more basic civilization, such as the Amazonian Indians, and then the other civilization, the West, is much more technologically advanced. And by the way, throughout history, this was really demonstrated by the British Empire, which was the first to master cannons on naval vessels and then use that dominance to be able to dominate the sea routes and then to make itself the center of global trade, etc., which to this day, the City of London is still one of the major players in the world and one of the greatest sources of evil in the world because of that British dominance mindset that always sought to enslave indigenous cultures like they did in India and 100 other places, and then pillage the resources. Even look at Trump. What did Trump do in Venezuela? Pillage the resources, take the oil. He brags about it. It's not even a theory. It's his accomplishment, you know, in his mind. What's he doing with Iran? He wants to overthrow the government and then pillage the resources. What was Biden and NATO doing via Ukraine to Russia? They wanted to overthrow Putin. They wanted to pillage the resources of Russia. Take the oil, take the gas, etc. Okay. So this is the mindset of Western civilization. It's rooted in materialism. It's rooted in determinism. Philosophically, it doesn't believe in anything like the existence of the mind or the existence of the soul. Doesn't believe in any kind of higher philosophy at all. It's a very rudimentary, I mean, actually the Western mindset is more ancient than the mindset of the ancient people that Western countries attempt to conquer, because it's the indigenous populations that are really more advanced, it turns out. But that's another podcast. So if we take this as a model, then let's apply that to the question of so-called extraterrestrials. What would they want with Earth? So one obvious potential example is they would want to pillage things from Earth. That is, if they have the same mindset as Western nations right now. Now, that's an assumption. We can't say for sure that's the way aliens think about the universe. However, there are limited resources in the universe in terms of mass. You know, there's only so much mass. And even if you can turn mass into energy, which is probably what advanced civilizations have figured out how to do, then you still need mass. You know, you still need stars. You still need planets. And you also need elements. You also need water. So a water planet has particularly high value, and so do elements, because again, the table of elements is universal. It applies everywhere across the cosmos. You know, aliens are still dealing with the same exact table of elements that we are, although perhaps they've been able to, you know, create or synthesize a few other elements, probably unstable elements, that they would use for you know, energy purposes, or to build their faster than light warp drives or whatever. So that's a possibility. But they're dealing with the same elements that we are. So it stands to reason that any kind of an extraterrestrial civilization would want Earth's resources, because that's how you grow a galactic empire, let's say. Now, I understand there's a counter argument to this, which is to say that, no, all the aliens are really nice and they understand diplomacy, and they've already figured out over a million years how to not just fight with each other and blow everything up and steal and pillage. Like, they're way more advanced than that. Okay, that's great. So why haven't they taught us those skills yet? I'm wondering. But in that model, by the way, the overall consensus, not everybody agrees with this, but overall, is that the advanced ancient ET civilizations treat Earth as a zoo, as a kind of a protected wildlife preserve. And they're simply watching us to see how bad we screw up before they intervene. Or maybe they're nudging us in a particular direction, you know, just trying to help us along. But they're basically watching us, and they have a non-interventionist policy because they're, you know, they're kind aliens or whatever, and they want to give us time to develop on our own. Okay, that's one theory. The other theory, which is the one that I think is more true, is that they are manipulating humanity to achieve a self-extermination of the human race so they can colonize Earth and, you know, after they eliminate most humans, and then they can take whatever resources they want, whether it's water or, you know, the genetic abundance of Earth or the minerals, or more importantly, our solar system, our sun, which has apparently hundreds of millions more years of energy remaining in it. So it's a very nice energy source. And our planet has a lot of really nice properties, like it's got an orbiting moon. It's got, I've covered this before, the Earth has an axial tilt relative to its orbital plane around the sun, which gives it seasons and creates more genetic diversity. It's an incredible laboratory for studying life and ecology, actually. And the idea is that they would infiltrate and influence, kind of like the way Zionists do, you know. Zionists infiltrate and influence the Trump administration. But then in this theory, the extraterrestrials infiltrate and influence world organizations, you know, the WHO, the UN, you know, whatever sort of planetary level organizations they can infiltrate. And in doing so, they begin to push depopulation agendas, vaccines, birth control. You know, some of it started with sending women to work, you know, instead of having like the old nuclear families, they would make sure that it was kind of like the women's liberation movement that got women out of the house and into the workforce. There's nothing wrong with women entering the workforce. What I'm saying is this was a push to destroy families and to then, you know, push birth control at the same time so that there was less reproduction happening. There was less sort of nurturing time for the next generation. That was the goal, clearly. So on top of this, then you have vaccines, you know, you have the vaccine depopulation programs, etc. And then maybe chemtrails, maybe geoengineering, dimming the sun, shutting off photosynthesis, engineered famine, etc. And interestingly, those are things that are happening right now. Now you could argue, well, aliens have nothing to do with that. And that may very well be true. It may just be globalists and people like Bill Gates and, you know, the late Paul Ehrlich, population bomb, all that. It may just be those people that just hate humanity. They want to get rid of humans, as many as possible. Sure, that's a totally valid theory. But what if they're also receiving instructions from some other more advanced civilization, and maybe they don't even know that's where it's coming from, right? Maybe they're receiving memos from, you know, Professor X or whatever, some super secret person they think is human who is not human. I mean, that's a possibility. Sounds like science fiction, but it's something to be considered. So what if they're receiving instructions and they're following that to say, hey, roll out another pandemic, roll out these, you know, here's technology for a gain of function for this spike protein. and then roll this into all the vaccines and convince everybody to line up and be injected, things like that. Or, you know, have teams run around and burn up the food plants and shut down the oil infrastructure, shut down fertilizer and natural gas so we can have a global famine, things like that. In other words, what if they're getting instructions from non-human sources that they think are human? That's a possibility also. All right. Now, if this is the case, then this is the soft kill phase of humanity. It's the sort of, I've called it the low-hanging fruit of depopulation, which is, they would be saying, how many humans can we convince to kill themselves? Because that's the easier way to get it done. And also, if you're a bunch of ETs watching this, you have to be thinking, let's also make sure they don't nuke the planet because radiation is bad for everybody, including ETs. We don't want, like, Earth is such a valuable planet with the water and the food and the genetics and the sunlight and everything. We certainly don't want, you know, rapidly decaying radioisotopes all over the oceans. Not good. So, yeah, they want to cause famine. They want to cause extermination. They want to shut off energy and oil, but they don't want a nuclear war to be a result. So how do you manage that? That's tricky because right now with the Middle East, things are sort of escalating in the direction of a possible nuclear war. So if you're ETs, you better have advanced technology to nullify nuclear weapons. And some people claim they do have that technology. But anyway, we're still in the soft kill phase, which is the sort of the medical suicide phase of depopulation. And it's only barely begun, actually. You know, the COVID jabs and everything didn't really kill a significant portion, and not a significant percentage, of the global human population. Yeah, it killed probably at least 20 million people around the world just from the jabs alone. But as a percentage, that is not really, that's not a big chunk. So now then, continuing along this thought experiment, they would need something more aggressive. War, famine, you know, lockdowns of energy, things like that. That's where we're headed next. So this is going to be the government enforcement stage that will destroy your life, destroy your access to food and energy, etc. This is where we're going now. And then the third stage of this is the killbots, the drones, the autonomous drones, the AI systems that hunt you down and kill you. And they're kind of like the mop-up crew to eliminate most of humanity. Now, when they do that, trust me, the ones they don't want to kill, who are the protected elite, they will have transponders. They'll be required to wear transponders. So it might be a ring, it might be a necklace, it might be something embedded in your neck. I mean, who knows? Just pick your favorite science fiction movie from Philip K. Dick and you get the idea. So the elite will have transponders that will tell the drones that these are untouchable. Like, you know, don't kill these targets because they have the good guy transponders. That would be flagging blue, you know. So in military simulations, red is the opposing team and blue are friendlies. So you would be squawking blue if you're one of the elite. But if you don't have blue, then you're a fair game target for the drones for depopulation cleanup in the cities. And then they would have, you know, airborne drones, dog drones, maybe humanoid drones, although that's not even really necessary. There are other kinds of drones going through the buildings, hunting down, flying through the windows, finding everybody who's not squawking blue, and then just, you know, detonating. And we've seen a lot of footage of that in the Ukraine war. Well, Ukraine-Russia. The devastating effects of drones that are human-piloted, and now that's about to be turned over to AI systems very rapidly. In fact, it has already begun in testing. Before long, you're just going to have target designation carried out by AI, and then they will hand off the actual target list to AI drones that will seek out, hunt down, and destroy those targets. And that's how they will do the final cleanup phase. At the end of the day, then they would plan to have just enough humans around to maintain control, just enough humans around to do whatever repairs are necessary that robots can't yet do. And maybe some super smart humans that can solve certain earthly problems, engineering problems, math problems, etc. Well, probably not math, because AI can do most of that now. But the overall global population would be a fraction of its current population, so maybe what Ted Turner was talking about, half a billion people, you know. Cut it all down to 500 million, and then the resource extraction can begin. So that brings us to the movie Oblivion, which is one of my most highly recommended movies you should watch, starring Tom Cruise and Morgan Freeman. Very good movie, very well-made, and a very important storyline, because the whole movie's wrapped around a giant alien false flag. So you should see that movie, because that's what would happen next. They would just start extracting seawater, which has all the minerals in it, by the way. Almost the entire table of elements is in seawater at some concentration. They start extracting seawater, start extracting minerals, you know, start maybe extracting energy from the sun using some advanced, you know, Dyson spheres or something that start dimming the sun from our point of view. So it would really destroy the planet, because Earth would be pillaged. Earth would be left as a possibly, you know, a dead, empty shell of the planet it once was, because this ET civilization, they need the minerals, they need the water, they need the energy, whatever. They certainly don't need humans. Humans aren't that impressive, you know, on a cosmic scale. Come on, you know, just take a walk through Walmart. You'll see what I mean. There are a few humans who are impressive, but overall, not so much. It's like, from the aliens' point of view, like apes with tools and polyester or whatever, you know, they're like, they would say, you know, primates who learn how to use plastic primates. And that's not actually very impressive. So now let me stop myself for a second. Is this what's actually happening? There's no way to know. I don't know. I know there's an anti-human agenda. I don't know if its origins are human or exo-human, you know, beyond human, beyond planet Earth. I don't know the answer to that. You can make up your own mind what you think is actually happening. But we, humans, are being targeted for termination. There's no question about that. So keep that in mind. You can follow more of my work. I'll be exploring more of this and, of course, teaching preparedness and survival techniques, because it's pretty easy to be hard to kill, it turns out. There are ways to do that. And even if there is, you know, advanced kill extermination agenda, they're going to go after the easy ones first, and that's not us, because we make ourselves much more difficult to eliminate. And I'll give you techniques and, you know, processes and all kinds of ways to survive whatever happens to be coming. So you can follow me at brightvideos.com and naturalnews.com. And if I'm wrong about all this, then at the very least, you will find yourself being more self-reliant. You'll be immune to, you know, power grid failures, and you won't be dependent on the financial system and the medical system, which is a total wreck anyway, or cloud-based computing or whatever. If you follow what I'm teaching, you're going to be more self-reliant, aliens or no aliens. That's the good news. It's a multi-purpose approach to living a better life and having more success and more resilience no matter what you do, and also better health the entire way. So check it all out, brightvideos.com. And also, in terms of preparedness, check out our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com, because they've got solar generators and, of course, sat phones, and also a lot of other things like Faraday bags that protect your electronics against, you know, solar flares and EMP attacks and things like that. So check that out. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's a certified ingredient, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously
sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.